And now the Scarab Scamcast is proud to present Scarab Game Reviews! Reviews of games found in the Scarab Game Library.
Alright, so we got Epic Card Game by White Wizard Games. It's for 2 to 4 players with just the one box. It's for ages 13 and up, and it takes about 20 minutes to play!
Epic is a fast-paced card game of fantasy combat designed by the creators of Star Realms, Hall of Famers Rob Doherty and Darwin Castle. Hopefully I pronounced this right. Epic gives you all the great gameplay of a trading card game at a tiny fraction of the cost. 2 to 4 players can play sealed, draft, or constructed out of this one deck. This deck is a complete game containing 120 unique playing cards, 8 double-sided token cards, and a rulebook. Add a second deck to support 5 to 8 players.
Awesome. Actually, we should totally do that. So what's some good stuff about this game?
To me, not buying multitudes and billions of dollars of Magic cards or other trading card game cards is great. If you like that kind of game, but you don't want to invest tons of money in cards that you may not ever get.
So it's more like an LCG than a CCG.
Yeah, it's a very fast-playing Magic, I would say.
Yeah. Relatively speaking. I mean, we played a 4-player game.
I'll buy that.
Yeah. I can see this ending in a couple of turns if you get the right...
Potentially.
If one person gets the right draw and the other person doesn't, this could end really quick.
Yeah, had you not got that one card that wiped everything, I had the damage to deal to everybody with that one turn.
Yeah. But we're not here to tell each other about our characters.
No. So, I'm just saying it could have ended faster.
It could have ended a lot of ways.
That's true.
We could have just... anyway.
The art was really nice.
Yeah. It was.
That was the one good thing I was going to say about the game.
Yeah, a lot of the flavor was decent. Right? A lot of the cards mechanically made sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll say this, for a game that has things where you throw counters into play, it gave you cards for those counters, so that was kind of cool. I don't think Magic does that, per se. So, hey, what's something bad about this game? Let's all go ahead and say it. It didn't take 20 minutes to play.
It did not take 20 minutes to play.
It took hours and hours of...
Almost
2 hours to play.
Yeah.
There
really?
There were four of us playing.
Oh, wow.
So it may go faster with 2 players, but it was... Yep. Definitely drawn out with the 4 of us.
So here's another bad thing, I think. It took a while for us to go through the rules. And honestly, if none of us had played Magic the Gathering, it would have taken a lot longer to understand the rules of this game. Anything else bad about this game? No.
It's kind of swingy. Like, some of the mechanics that you wouldn't expect to be really good are really good. Like, the ambush mechanic, like I mentioned earlier...
was really good.
Doesn't seem like it, just on paper, doesn't seem like it would be really good. But it lets you play a creature on someone else's turn, and that ends up being really valuable.
Yeah, because you can build it. You can build your army.
Build your army pretty quickly.
Yeah,
you could have, like, Matt had his whole army destroyed, and then on his turn he built up a lot of stuff, I
think. Yeah. It's
a lot of wolves.
It's a very high power level. You know, it's like if you're playing Magic with all the best cards and you don't have to have any mana to play them.
You could say it's epic.
Yeah.
It is epic. So that's both good and bad. It's a lot of fun, but it was crazy. Like, I brought out this one thing that I thought would trump everything, and then everyone else brought out other things that trumped it way hard.
And then I stole your
You stole my Triceratops.
Best move of the game. And then next thing we know, Calvin's at like 49 hit points, and we're all like, wait a minute.
That was after I punched him in the face down to like 12.
I was down to 9 at one point.
And then you got all the way back up to 39 or something.
Well,
it's crazy.
No, it was 47.
Yeah.
Numbers.
So if you like playing ultra-powered Magic and lots of numbers.
If you like juggling numbers, this is a game for you. So if you got 20 minutes to kill, you should play some other game, because this does not take 20 minutes to play.
It did not take 20 minutes.
So anything else we want to say about this game?
Nothing like Star Realms. So if you were looking at this...
thinking, it's like a fantasy version of Star Realms.
Yeah, it's not at all. It's it's ultra-powered Magic the Gathering, which is cool.
A lot like Magic the Gathering.
Yeah. If that's what you're looking for.
Cool. So, so this was, it was Matt and Kristen and Calvin, of course, and myself, John, reviewing this game. Again, this was Epic Card Game. You can check it out at the Scarab Game Library. Please do so.